You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
And now it's time for Stupid News.
It's so stupid and awesome.
Where we ask the important questions.
Are some people too stupid to live?
Why are people so stupid?
Are you effing stupid?
Here's Rumble.
It is Stupid News time here at FM 99. Item one. This is going to sound like a dream. It's going to sound like something out of your own imagination, but it's absolutely true. I just learned about this yesterday. In Antarctica, there is an active volcano. Mount Erebus. Southernmost active volcano on God's earth. And it spews tiny crystals of gold.
What?
Huh. Roughly worth $6,000 a day.
Oh. Is somebody mining this?
Into the continent.
Huh. Somebody should be mining this.
I don't think you're allowed to do that in Antarctica. It might be protected turf.
Could I just stand there with baggy clothing and see what falls in my baggage?
Yes. The frozen continent features 138 volcanoes. I had no idea.
That's crazy.
Me neither.
Antarctica has 138 volcanoes?
Huh.
Wow.
Around 9 of them are reported as active. Erebus is one of 3 volcanoes that form Ross Island. It's said that it was erupting when it was discovered in 1841 by Captain Ross. There you go. Huh.
That makes a certain amount of sense.
Sure. Scientists still observe the volcano and conduct field campaigns to look for extreme life forms because it's so barren, you know. You know, it's technically classified as a desert.
Mm-hmm.
By definition.
Yep. Yeah. Wow.
Satellite images, of the volcano reveal a lava lake that's been bubbling since 1972. Interesting.
What?
The volcano regularly pumps out plumes of gas and steam, and has been known to eject boulders of molten rock. Tell me that is just not medieval gothic
boulders.
Yeah, a gloppy molten boulder. Think of that.
Think like a big melting chocolate chip.
But they're known as volcanic bombs. But the bursts of gas that spew out tiny crystals of metallic gold. That surprised the scientists, who estimate the volcano spews around 80 grams a day, which would be worth about $6,000.
Boy, it gives a whole new meaning to that golden showers thing.
The gold, it sure does.
It sure does.
Right, you're tied like a tiger. Give you a golden shower.
The gold has been found hundreds of miles away. Traces of gold dust in the ambient air 621 miles away from the volcano itself.
Wow. Holy crap. So you don't have to be close to get it.
No. Rides the air, I guess.
Crazy. Man.
It's like the volcanic ash from Mount St. Helens landed everywhere.
Oh, I still remember that, yeah.
Who could forget?
That's item one. I don't know how to feel about this one. I feel mostly bad, but I'm doing it anyway.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
Yeah, gangster. Ann Myers. Ann Myers is 74 years old. Ann had been scammed out of some money. She also owed her sister $5,000, and she owed a friend $65,000. And she'd been scammed.
Mm.
So she decided to rob a bank at gunpoint.
Right, that's the next logical step. Right?
Yeah, 74-year-old woman.
Put it in the bag, sonny.
Ooh, there you go. Dip.
Right. Ann Myers allegedly told investigators that she was the person that walked into the credit union demanding a teller turn over the bank's cash while brandishing a gun. Wow. You know, it's amazing to me. You owe everybody and their brother money, but you got money for a gun. Guns are not cheap.
No.
Yeah. Police have now charged Ann with 1 count of aggravated robbery. What are you going to do with this woman?
I don't know.
74, yeah. That's right, man.
Yeah, 74, I don't know.
Yeah. She's looking at 15 years in prison. She got $500 for her trouble. You know, I can't remember what the topic was the other day, but somebody who texted in said, hey, look, I'm a bank manager. There's a lot less money in this bank than you think there is.
Yeah.
Most people think that there's wicked tons of money back here, and there's just not.
It's routinely moved out of there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ann is currently in the Butler County Jail, $100,000 bail. Probably not going to make that. 74, and you're in jail now. This is going to suck.
Nana.
That Puma robber. Puma.
Puma?
Puma. Huh. Beyond a cougar. She's a Puma at this point.
Thought sneaker theft was another charge.
Yeah, she also,
apparently Ann replaced her license plate and scraped a sticker off of her car before committing the robbery, so it'd be harder to identify.
Oh, well, she, thought ahead.
Mastermind. See, you've seen too many monks. Too many episodes of Columbo or monks.
She watches Jag during the day.
They caught him by the bumper sticker. I know. Yeah, hers read, Electruman.
Yeah.
Finally this. Check this out. Pretty sweet ride.
Oh, yeah.
That's the car, Winter Haven, Florida. That's the car that belongs to Larry Carter Jr.
All right, Larry?
Yeah. Unfortunately, somebody stole that car right out of Larry's driveway.
Oh, no.
A 2023 limited edition Dodge Charger SRT Hellcat Red Eye Jailbreak. Oh, it is tricked to the max.
And it's purple.
Yeah. Larry says they obviously rolled the car out of the neighborhood. You start this beast and everybody's waking up.
There's no way to see.
That's what he said. There's no way you could start the car.
Yeah. Throw it in neutral. We'll just push it out of here.
Well, there's a reason that Larry has this car.
Okay.
It was special, It's the last call. It's got my mama's name on it. It's got Jesus on both sides of it. It was meant for her. Yes. This car is a rolling tribute to his mother who passed away, and her ashes are in the dash.
Oh, man.
So, sentimental value.
Oh, yes. On this, a sign on the back windshield reads, in loving memory of Lorena Leonard. His mom passed away in 2019.
Larry said,
I don't take the car out very often, but when I do, I always think of my mom, and my mom's always with me.
Mm.
She meant the world to me. He called police after it was missing. Then he called again on Tuesday morning after he found his mother's ashes in his mailbox.
Wow.
Huh. The thief with a heart took the little container, put it in his mailbox, and drove away in his car again.
Hey, look, I'm keeping the car, but you can have mom.
Yeah, but you got your mom back.
Crazy.
I mean, as things go, that's kind of nice of them.
Wow. Carter said, oh, my gosh. Said, I took my shirt off. I closed the lid on the container. I didn't want my fingerprints on it. It's evidence.
Yeah.
Police officers came to canvas the neighborhood and collected new evidence, which is the urn, or the, whatever the box is. Yeah. Still holding out hope he'll get his car back.
No.
I don't think so either.
That car is being shipped to Columbia right now.
Yeah, that's long gone.
Because it's... If somebody tried to drive it around, it's easy to spot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
even
God.
If they painted it, you're still getting pulled over because
everyone's
the specs
on
that thing. Yeah.
They're still not that popular. Yeah. Right. That's an expensive car, man.
This whole thing could have been avoided if he had the club. You know, you just put that across your steering wheel.
Yeah, the club.
Larry. The club.
The club.
Come on.
They see the club, that's an automatic deterrent. Don't have time for this.
That's right.
They go car to car looking for cars without the club.
Yep.
Yes.
Need the club.
The only thing the club was good for was a legal reason to carry a piece of pipe in your car.
Yeah.
That you could whack the living hell out of somebody with.
You're laughing, but they've proven time and time again that actually it is a deterrent. Like, I don't want to mess with it.
Oh, no, I don't doubt that.
Yeah.
I don't doubt that. Yeah. It's, hey, look, if I want to steal a car, I'm going to steal one that's going to be easier to steal than something that's got a broomstick through them.
So if Larry just had a club, he'd still have his
but
mother's
that
ashes
car,
in that dash.
You're going after that car. You're not looking to just steal a car. That's a target.
Having a club won't stop me if I want that car.
Car, right?
I'm not sure the cops can catch that car.
No. No, that's helicopters and spike strips and all that other stuff, man.
And if the guy gets caught
Yeah.
Maybe they get fingerprints off the ashes or something, right?
Right.
This guy gets caught, you know he's going to be mad at the guy who reported him. Be like, oh, come on, I gave your mom's ashes back.
Come on, man. And you know,
Larry.
A lot of these car thieves, you know, like these, you know, mobs and whatnot, they're all religious. So they all have their breaking point. So like, so the guy who got the ashes was like, "Oh my gosh, God, you know, I can't, I got to return
it's
these."
Like reverse voodoo.
Yes,
yeah, it could be.
So
could
I'm gonna bring them back. Yeah. I'm keeping the car though, right?
Those three stories are true
and stupid,
and that's why it is
stupid news.